Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Thrive with Confidence, Industry Insights. I'm Scott. Today, I'm joined by Kendall and Teresa. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello, hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Scott?
I am amazing. Thank you for caring enough to ask.
You're welcome.
You guys, listen, Abraham Lincoln was known for saying, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first four sharpening the axe. And I think we should talk about the importance of not only choosing the right tools, but making sure that you use the right tools. So, Teresa, what are some tools that we have here at Aquios Advisors to help a practice with their success?
Scott, I think one of the tools that we have that really helps paint a really good picture of what's going on is our Aquios Advisors daily stats sheet. I think that paints a very crystal clear picture of where we're doing really well inside of a practice, with the things that we can celebrate, along with highlighting some of the areas of opportunity. And when we know what those areas of opportunity are, we know exactly where to focus the majority of our, maybe time and attention and training and coaching. Not to say that we don't spend time on all the other areas, but if we have a particular area of opportunity, we focus the majority of our attention there. For example, you know, it allows us to see not only what our goal is for the month, but where we are every day, every week, bi-weekly, midway through the month on where we are to attaining this goal. So when it comes to the end of the month and maybe we had a really tough month, we're not saying, oh my goodness, what happened? How did this happen? We're able to identify that opportunity mid-month and say, okay, we really need a course correct. We need to make sure that we're looking at this percentage of RX kept and, how do we work together to improve this? We need to take a look at average rate per patient. What's happening that this has gone down? We need to take a look at our multiple pairs. Easy things to, really regroup around, focus, and course correct if that's particular area of opportunity. So I think that is it's almost like a crystal ball into the practice.
And I 100% agree there, Teresa, because the stat sheet, I really think it's building that foundation for utilizing other tools in the office. Like for example, helping you conduct team meetings. What I love about it is it's not just for the owner. It's not just for the doctor. It's a tool that the managers can utilize, staff, team members, those of you that are a team member in an office listening. It's a great way to be able to build your own goals. So let's say if you are working in optical and, you know, one of those major milestones and goals that you look at is your capture rate. This is a great way for you to take pulse and be able to see how is my capture rate looking for the month right now, or even for the week. If you're looking, you know, let's say it's Wednesday, you're halfway through the week and you're like, oh my goodness, I've got a, 45% capture rate. My goal is to get to 60%. Okay, now I know I need to make sure that I'm stepping my game up today on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to be able to make sure I'm hitting that goal for the week. So it's really a temperature and a way to check to see how am I performing in my own goals. But like I said, it's really that stat sheet. There's so many great data points that are in that to help build off other areas in the practice.
Now, I know that there's a lot of ways that a practice can track statistics. A lot of them are electronic. They're programs that are built in. Our stat sheet is one that the practice needs to physically fill out. Why is that important for a practice to actually put pen to paper versus just having a program that tracks the stats for them?
It allows you to know where your numbers are coming from. It allows you to understand and know, okay, I got these data points. I know what my key metrics are because I physically had to put them in. You can trust the data more.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with that more. And furthermore, it forces you to be in your numbers, in your metrics every single day. You're not just, you know, pushing a button and you're having something calculate. I think that once you take a look at the data from the EHR that you're using, you have to, if you are the particular employee that's responsible for putting in number of exams, percentage of RX kept, multiple pairs, and you're like, oh gosh, you know, our goal for this is 60% and I'm putting in, you know, 40%, 30%. You feel that almost, right? Like you own it and you feel it. And, you know, if I was that employee, I would certainly be asking myself, how the heck do I turn this around? Because I don't want to put another 40% in there. I don't want to put another 30% in there.
I love that you bring that up, the accountability and the ownership into the numbers. And that's something that I think sometimes we don't give enough to our teams, right? These are the frontline workers. They're the ones that are out there earning these results. And I think it's important for us to share those with them, share the goals, share the results, but also allow them to own that. And when I put that pen to paper, like you said, Teresa, it hurts if I have to write in, wow, I only did, you know, this many pairs of glasses today, or I only did this many multiples, or I only scheduled this many exams. So that heightened level of accountability is huge for a practice's success.
And I want to just say one other thing about this too. There is nothing in, you know, any advisor that a practice works with that would want to create more work for a staff member, a team, practice for the sake of creating more work for them, right? I think that this is a tool that, if filled out on a daily basis, is not going to take any more than 5 minutes to fill out. Now, if we leave it to, you know, the end of the week, the end of the month, it will take a significant amount of time to fill this out. But do it daily. It takes 5 minutes and it's going to give you a wealth of information.
And outside of that, that time is done.
Yeah, I always relate it to, you know, if you ask me what I had for lunch today, I can tell you a lot quicker than if you ask me what I had for lunch on Monday.
Yeah, once those results are done, I can't do anything at the end of the month. It's complete. What behaviors am I going to change? I'm going to change them for the next month. Well, that puts us so far behind what we already could be changing if I did it today, if I did it tomorrow, if I did it the next day. So that's. What other tools do you see that we have in our toolbox to be able to help a practice be more successful?
One that I love that offices will fill out, and it's not only the practice owner doing it, but the team as well, is a frame inventory exercise. So looking at and taking a good hard count of your physical frame inventory, evaluating how is each brand turning in the office, how their turn rate's doing, how their stock is looking. But especially during the springtime, to where you kind of get that spring cleaning kind of itch, you want to be able to, you know, maybe you're looking to, how can you change up your inventory? Maybe you're looking to, you know, bring something new in, or even just, I will be honest, just changing it around, changing the placement of where your frames are to make your optical look different. I think a lot of times people get that kind of urge to, they want to make changes, they want to have something look fresh and new. But doing that hard inventory count and taking stock of what you already have, that should be done at minimum once a year. I like to recommend doing the frame inventory every 6 months, just to be seeing how your products are turning.
How can this tool be used for somebody that is opening a practice brand new, or maybe acquiring a practice?
It helps in terms of determining the right amount of a priced product for your practice, right? We want to make sure that we are not very heavy in your economically priced frames, that we don't have all of our frames in like a mid-tier section, maybe the majority. Not all. And we certainly want to make sure that we're not too heavy in your very high-end frames. Great to have a selection of those, but if your entire practice was made up of that, you know, how are we servicing, you know, all of the patients that come into the practice.
Yeah, unless the practice is on Rodeo Drive, you know, your patients aren't always going to be looking for that.
I was like, you know what, you're still going to have somebody coming in there saying.
Well, yeah, you have some of that product like that. But if you have it all, now you're going to look at the average patient coming in may not be looking for that if you are in – I'm in the Midwest in Omaha, Nebraska. We have designer brands here, but not everyone's looking for that.
There's fancy people in Omaha.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying don't have any high-end brands, but if you're, I would not be shopping somewhere that only has high-end brands. I'm balling on a budget here.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Which it is important to know that you have those budget conscious frames as well as your mid tier and your upper tier. So I love that it does that, it, as well as proper mix of men's, women's, kids. So we don't end up with a practice that's not a pediatric office that has two walls full of children's frames. So.
And I think like for those that are in the process of opening a practice, utilizing the frame inventory exercise is just a great way to keep track of what vendors have you talked to, then to know, you know, what's their required buy-in. So, you can keep track and say, you know, this frame brand, they're requiring me, I need to bring in 36 pieces to bring them on. This one only needs 18. I will say, you get caught up in the excitement of talking to all these different brands. And then lo and behold, you realize, oh my goodness, you've bought too many frames. And now you're stuck with a giant selection of frames that, it's going to affect how your turn rate goes. So being able to have a nice organized, I will say I'm a spreadsheet person. For those of you that know me, you know, Excel is my friend. But being able to have an organized list of here, of those brands I've talked to, I want to bring in those frame vendors. How much are they requiring of each of it? How does that look for my overall inventory?
Well said.
Yes, very much so. What other tools are important for practices to focus on?
I think another tool that comes to mind is one of our pricing tools. It's our contact lens margin or contact lens pricing tool. Mm. You know, I highly recommend that practices, especially, you know, established practices, evaluate your retail costs minimally once a year, depending on how often vendors increase their prices. Maybe it's a little bit more often than that, but definitely once a year. And you want to make sure that your margins are set where they need to be. And ideally for your, you know, spherical disposable contact lenses, your margins are going to be anywhere from 45% to 47%. Toric multifocal, anywhere from 49% to 50%. And then any specialty contact lenses, 60%. Also know the other part of the equation is, you know, how are you priced against your competition? It's really difficult to be the most, the highest price, optical in your area. We certainly cannot be the least expensive, but you want to fall somewhere, you know, in the middle. So knowing what your margins are, knowing what your pricing, how your contact lenses are priced is really important. Certainly a lot of that depends on what you are paying, you know, out of pocket, your cost for these lenses. So, doing that exercise once a year is very helpful. And again, the tool is our contact lens pricing or margin tool, and it allows you to plug in your wholesale cost with your retail cost. And, there's a formula in there that'll tell you exactly what your margin percent is. And, you know, I say if it's below 40%, you definitely have to take a look at it. If it's, you know, at least 40% and above, you're kind of like in that yellow zone where you're, it's a healthy margin, but it very well could be higher than that, depending on where your competition is. So that just goes, back to saying, where are our products for our patients priced? Not only contact lenses, but lenses, frames, making sure that we're looking at all of our pricing yearly. And we have tools for all of those.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say the same thing with, when you're looking at your lenses and all of that.
Not only your materials, but we also have an amazing tool to be able to analyze your professional fees as well, which is something that can fall between the cracks. And I think we do focus on some of our material pricing. We focus on the staff. We focus on the way our practice looks. And the next thing we know, the patient comes in and goes, "Man, you know what? You're priced really good for an eye exam." Or "Oh, wait, that's all for an eye exam?" And you realize that, you know, you've been open for 5, 8, 10 years and you haven't touched your professional fees. And so I think that's another really great tool that we have for practices to be able to analyze some of those fees too.
Fantastic point.
If you're an Aquios Advisors client, don't ever discount, take a look at our webinars, take a look at our World of Optics webinars. If you have someone that is newer to the optical realm, newer to even just the optometry industry, taking a look at those offer a lot of great information, great training tools, just great education tools.
Well, needless to say, we've talked about just a few of the amazing tools that we have here at Aquios Advisors to be able to help a practice out, just scratching the surface of all the amazing ways that we can take care of you and your teams. So if you've heard of any of these tools and for some reason you're not utilizing them, or you've taken a break from utilizing them, whether it be accidental or on purpose, and you want to get back into that, please talk to your advisor. If there's a tool that you would like to see that you think your practice needs, let us know. We're always willing and able to implement new tools for practices to use. If it's something that you want, it's something that another practice could probably use as well. And if you're listening to this and you don't currently work with us or an advisor, please reach out, as we would love to be able to have the opportunity to assist you in your practice as well. So, well, as always, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat. And it's been great. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you next week, Scott. Thank you.